Welcome to Bleeping Motherhood. I'm Bleeping Audrey with Bleeping Carrie. We welcome you all to our podcast, and we're pretty excited to share with you a couple of personal stories about our children being kleptomaniacs. Not a proud...
Already starting into a life of crime.
Yes, not a proud mommy moment, but inevitably... a mommy moment. So before we dive in, I'm just going to share that I'm drinking a lovely Cabernet Sauvignon to help me just decompress from the day's adventures. Carrie, what are you drinking?
I'm drinking more of a local brewery coffee porter.
Ooh, sounds delicious.
Yes, Rushing Duck Coffee Porter.
I'm going to have to come up and visit you, and you'll have to take me to this local brewery you speak of so often.
Yes, it's a favorite of ours. It's really good, too.
I'll be the judge of that. So...
Well, after Bud Light.
I know. After Bud Light, what else is there? So my little girl, she likes pockets these days. Anything with pockets, there's, you know, jackets, jeans, pants, whatever, has pockets, it's for her. And she likes to put things in there, and it's cute, and it's like her little, she even in her car seat, there's a little side pocket in her car seat, and I noticed there's like old pickles and french fries and stuff hidden in there, and it's where she keeps all her stash. So the other day, I'm going through one of her jacket pockets, and I feel something in there, and I pull it out, and it's a piece of jewelry, like, you know, nothing crazy, like a piece of costume jewelry, but I don't recognize it, and I can't place it. It's not mine. It's not hers. So I'm puzzled as to where this thing came from, and, you know, I'm looking at it, and I'm kind of inspecting it, and it's got all these cool like jewels and charms on it, kind of like a charm necklace per se with beads. And I flip one of the charms over and I read it, and it says, I love vampires.
This sounds personally selected.
Oh my God. So I was even more puzzled that my child was around someone who loves vampires. I was concerned.
And what kind of love? Is it like a, I want to be sucked?
Yeah.
Or I just, my heart accepts your heart.
Yeah. Vampire. Like I was a little puzzled, and I was a little concerned. I don't like her, number one, taking things from other people, and I certainly don't want her hanging around with vampires, so...
And even worse, she's stolen from a vampire lover. Like, is there a hex going to be on her in your house?
I'm a little, that's, all of these things cross my mind. So I certainly had to have a talk with her and sort of, you know, we at the end of the day, I had no idea. I couldn't get any answers out of her. So all I could do was boil the necklace in vinegar and hope that, you know, I wasn't going to get eaten that evening.
So she's protecting her vampire friend, huh?
She is. She's
interesting.
She's, you know, she's not a rat. She's not ratting anybody out. So
she knows snitches get stitches.
That's right, Bianca Jadis. I'll never forget that saying, because that from the words of Bianca Jadis, snitches get stitches. So remember that. Remember that rule of thumb, people. So Carrie, do you have any klepto stories, or are your kids perfect as pie?
Well, as it turns out, they are perfect as pie. This is a great podcast. Let's have a good night. No, yes, M-Dog has apparently been a klepto in the past. It would be my second Mother's Day, my third Mother's Day, and Mike had taken M-Dog out shopping in a stroller for my present. I'd just come back from the hospital with A-Train, and apparently Mike didn't notice while they were at Bed Bath & Beyond buying me bubble bath, because that's what a new mother's going to immediately use, is bubble bath. He grabbed like a Japanese soda from somewhere.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah, yeah. He's not even. I'm questioning where they went. Were Mitch's picking up M Dog's picking up Japanese sodas? Was there a happy ending involved?
Hey man, if he's as long as he's not picking up Japanese hookers, I say go for the soda.
But yeah, part of my Mother's Day gift was bubble bath and a Japanese soda as stolen from my son.
That sounds really amazing.
That, I mean, everyone be jealous. My Mother's Day be yours.
I would say so. I'm pretty jelly.
And still hoping there was no happy ending for anyone involved.
Yeah, yeah. I would say if there was, if there's a vampire soda with a vampire happy ending, I would be a little more freaked out by that. But
a vampire soda with a happy ending.
Yeah, I'm glad it was just Japanese. I do recall as a youngin' thieving something, and it was the least cool, impressive thing to steal. I don't even remember what store I was in. I was probably, if I had a guess, somewhere in the 5 or 6 range. And I stole...
You started stealing at 5 or 6?
This is an estimate. This is an estimate. But when you hear...
Wait, how close is your daughter to being 5 or 6?
She's 4.
Right.
Like mother, like daughter. So when you hear what I stole, you're probably going to cry for me. I stole a package of washers. You know those little round washers that you use for putting things together as far as tools and equipment? So...
did you have a plan for them?
Nope. Nope. I saw them. I said, I must have thought in my head that these things would be cool to steal. I stole them. Maybe I thought they were jewelry. I don't know. But that's my first recollection of taking something without paying for it. A small package of washers.
I just had a stealing moment come to mind.
Okay.
That is way nerdier.
Okay.
I'm going to put myself in... I'm going to guess like 5. And in my church, like a new prayer book or a new hymnal had just come out, like a new version. So the church bought a lot of them and got a bunch of bookmarks to put in every book.
Ooh.
And one day while my sister and I were kind of at the church for some reason, probably my mom was on decorating something, my sister and I went into the church, in the church itself, and stole all the bookmarks.
Oh, don't say it. Oh, my God. So, like, basically, when you steal, you're bad and you're going to hell, and you did it in a church, so, like, you're going to hell in a handbasket.
Not even, like, in, like, the kitchen or, like, the entertaining area. No, we went into, like, the church and stole all the bookmarks. And I can even remember, like, giggling through it.
Oh, and you were doing it mischievously.
Yeah.
Oh.
I think my mom, like, immediately found out, probably because we were like, hee, don't look behind our backs, hee. And then the long lecture, and I'm sure there's some kind of repentance.
God, if the sorority knew about these little incidents, I think our pledge names would have been washers and bookmarks. Wow, we're too cool for school, man. I don't even know how people can stand hanging out with us.
Devious, devious criminals.
Devious.
Do you know what's happened to those washers to date? Have they lived an extraordinary life?
I'm pretty sure that I panicked and got rid of them immediately because I didn't want anyone to know that I had stolen these things. So they're probably in the bottom of the ocean or in some garbage heap decomposing.
Nice.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. So if it, again, I think it's an inevitable, unfortunate thing that, you know, our kids are going to maybe dabble in stealing a little bit. But if anyone out there has an incredible thievery story, I'd really love to hear it. And if it's, if it's any lamer than, washers, don't let us know. Keep that to yourself.
Church bookmarks, though. I go all the way.
Yeah, I'd steal church bookmarks all day long. So that's that. Carrie, we really gotta get out more. Steal some, get some heavy hitting stealing going on in our lives. But anywho, thanks for joining us, guys. Until next time, have a great bleeping week.